Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I love it when kids are inspired to action. And our next guest is someone who is not only inspired to action, but he's inspiring others to action as well. And we really appreciate that here in the pet world. I want to welcome to the show Lou Wegner. Lou, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me. Very excited to be here.
Thanks for being with us. Hey, let's start off by talking about Kids Against Animal Cruelty. What's it about, and how'd you get started with it?
Kids Against Animal Cruelty is we're a global nonprofit organization that, you know, helps bring kids, teens, and young adults into the rescue world and saving animals and rescuing animals from shelters and just, you know, to raise awareness, to, you know, go to a local shelter and adopt an animal and support animal rights and encourage responsibility and pet ownership and just, you know, emphasize the fact that, you know, so many millions of animals are being euthanized in the shelters every year and we need to make a difference and just get animals out of the shelters and get them into safe homes.
This is a big effort. How many members are out there and involved with Kids Against Animal Cruelty?
We have almost 18,000 core members who are always a part of it, and we're working with about 50,000 people across the world. That includes like members, fans, supporters, and, you know, people we're working with, like the American Humane Society and Best Friends. You know, it's growing. It's we just opened 12 other chapters too across the country in 11 other states.
That's
so
great.
It's just we're getting bigger and bigger every year.
Now, how did you personally get started in the animal advocacy?
I got started a long time ago, and I was about 3 years old. My parents enrolled me in the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium program, which, you know, educates you on the importance of conservation and how to protect animals in the environment. And, you know, I stayed there until I was 12, and then once I moved out here, the first film I ever did be good to edit was a short film directed by Kaylee Briel. And Kaylee was really big into online social networking at her shelters out here in L.A. You know, I just got out here to be an actor, so I didn't really know what to put on my resume. So under special skills, I just had that I work with animals. And because of that, we just had a connection that clicked. And then during the shoot of the movie and ongoing afterwards, and even to this day, she got me started in networking online. And, you know, I wanted to, like, get other kids involved because I started to volunteer at shelters. I was learning that there were kill shelters out there, and I didn't know that shelters put animals down because, you know, as a kid, I thought a shelter was like a safe place for animals and like cats to stay. And so I started getting educated about what goes on behind the doors. You know, I just, like I said, I wanted to get more kids involved. So I just got some friends together and we started going out in street corners, holding up signs at adoption events. And ironically enough, one of the signs I was holding up said that we're Kids Against Animal Cruelty. And that was like the moment, you know, that was where it clicked. And I was like, all right, I'm coming up with a group called Kids Against Animal Cruelty.
Gotcha.
And that's what we just started calling ourselves. And, you know, me and my 50 friends never really expected this to become anything huge. We just wanted to get kids involved, and if anyone wanted to join and help out, that would be great. And, you know, 2.5 years later, we got almost 18,000 teens involved with Kids Against Animal Cruelty, so it's really cool.
That's great. And, you know, it's funny how those things happen, right? Life has a way of putting us where it wants us.
I know.
What would you say are some of the goals of Kids Against Animal Cruelty?
You know, some of our short-term goals are to eventually get a chapter in every state so kids across the country can get involved no matter where they live. But then our long-term goals, you know, are to work with other organizations and try to, you know, completely stop euthanization in shelters. Unless, like, animals are suffering, it's necessary. But, you know, other than that, you know, we really want to try to bring that kill rate down and, you know, really emphasize how much spay and neutering your pets is important and just, you know, sending that message out to the next generation and bringing it up.
Yeah, and it really is so important for that next generation to understand that they have that real opportunity to make change. I know when my daughters come to me and say, Dad, we need to talk about, you know, whatever it is, I don't care what it is. I stop what I'm doing. I listen to them And it's interesting because there are plenty of people I respect in this world, but there are certain topics that my kids can bring to me that those people couldn't. And I'm just absolutely going to listen because I always listen to what my kids say. So I think it's great. Yeah. How, in your opinion, can kids and teens get involved with your organization, and how can they continue to contribute to help animals in need?
You know, it's really easy to help contribute. You know, just learn, go online and, you know, learn about caring for animals and spread the word and, you know, tell your friends to adopt from a local shelter if they want a pet. You know, tell them about the importance of spay and neutering, and don't buy from pet stores. They get their animals from puppy mills. And, you know, if you want to work with shelters, you can go to the shelters, and they usually have, like, a list of things they need, and you can go out and collect items on your local shelter's wish list. You can come on Kids Against Animal Cruelty, and, you know, hopefully if you're if there's a chapter in your state, you can get involved with the chapter, go out to adoption events, rescue lives, help us network off the page. And, you know, and we just started our new campaign called Spare Change for Shelter Animals, which is a way to get younger kids and teens involved without actually having to go to the shelter, because that is hard sometimes. And what we do is you make a jar and you decorate it, and all you have to do is just put the Kids Against Animal Cruelty logo on it and put Spare Change for Shelter Animals, and then you can decorate however you want. And you go around and you collect change, and you can leave the jar in a shop for a couple of days, or you can put one in the shop and have another one and just go around and collect change. And once the jar gets full, then you take the money and then go online and find an animal that really needs help, and you put that money towards sponsoring the animal through to an adoption.
I think that's great, and it's such an easy thing to do. And as you pointed out, there are a lot of things that many people, regardless of their age, can be doing, especially in assisting the different rescue groups, the shelters. They need dog walkers. They need people to play with the dogs. They need people to clean up. But there are so many different things that you can do. It doesn't take a ton of time. And so if you have that inspiration of, I want to do something, trust me, there's something that you can be doing no matter what your age or your income, any of that. The bottom line is they need your help. So I think it's great what you're doing. I think that the Spare Change project is phenomenal because, again, it's another one of those little pieces that is so desperately needed. Yeah, I got a question for you. How many animals do you have of your own?
Oh, man. I have eight. I have eight dogs.
Eight?
We have three out here in California, and then we have our five back in Ohio. We have a much bigger piece of land in Ohio out here. We're just in a an apartment. Our big dogs are in Ohio. We got our little dogs here. And, they're all rescues. Rescued my first dog when I was 3 years old and been rescuing ever since.
Wow. Okay, now I got to put you on the spot here. Can you name all eight of them?
Yes, I can. You want to know the type of dog they are, too?
I do.
Okay, so out here in California, we have our three dogs, which is one's just a pure Chihuahua that looks like a fox, and his name's Draco, and we call him Draco the Dragon because he's just a little feisty, little cute little thing. And, we have Henry. Henry is a Corgi Dachshund mix, and we have Kippy, and Kippy is, like, one of those dogs that you just don't know what he is, but he's adorable, and we love him to death. And then out in Ohio, we have our German Shepherd, Harry, and we call him Harry Potter because when we rescued him, we found him on the side of the road, and he'd been shot in the head. And luckily, the bullet missed all of his vital organs, and he lived. But he's got this big, like, kind of scar on his forehead like Harry Potter does. So we call him Harry, the dog who lived. And then we have our dachshund in Ohio. Our Siberian Husky just passed, which was very sad. And then my mom ended up getting two Chihuahuas in Ohio. And then we also have my baby, which I miss so much. His name's Guardian. He's a pug beagle. And I think I got them all.
You did. You did. Hey,
yeah.
Great work. Great. So many important things that you're doing. We didn't even really get a chance to get into your acting career and how that translates to working with animals. But we're definitely going to catch up with you again soon. For those who want to find out more information, please go visit kidsagainstanimalcruelty.org. Again, that's kidsagainstanimalcruelty.org. Lou, I want to say again to you and all your volunteers, thank you for your efforts. We admire you, and we really appreciate all your efforts. Thanks again.
No, thank you so much for having me. This was awesome.
We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages. Life is Pawfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 themed animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfect by the pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at PetWorldInsider.com.